If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you. Someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. Let's welcome your host, ambassador, author, speaker, and mentor, Diane Allen. Diane has the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire, as she has been there and understands your unique intensities and their challenges.
Hey everyone, it's Diane, and I'm here to talk to you today about a topic that is near and dear to my heart. And welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, and I hope that you're enjoying all these episodes, and I would love to hear from you by contacting me through my website or sending me an email. Both of those links are in the show notes, because I love to hear from the people who are listening and answer questions and dialogue about all these important issues that happen to people who are bright and sensitive and sometimes misunderstood. This particular episode comes as a result of two things. One is a question that was asked to me by another business owner who identified himself as being gifted but not sure what it meant. And the other part of it also comes from another person who's younger, who's trying to get out of college and figure out work and not really sure what to do. So it's a combination, and you'll probably get the feel of it. It is all about emotional flexibility. That's right, emotional flexibility. Now, gifted and talented people often are highly reinforced for our intellect. We can problem solve. We know the scientific method. We live very well from the neck up. If it's a problem to solve that we need our rational, logical thinking mind to do, call on a smart, gifted person. They can handle it. But what about the emotional part of us? Even the what I consider outdated model of mind, body, spirit leaves out emotion. And some of the people would say, well, it implies emotion. And I say, I don't think so. Our emotional flexibility and our emotional well-being and how we negotiate our world from the emotional side is as important, if not sometimes more important, than if we can solve these linear problems in the world. If we don't have flexibility, we break. Being rigid, being perfectionistic, having to have everything a certain way, all of those things make it so we break. They're not flexible. And we really need to have emotional flexibility in life, but particularly in our work world. Whether we own the business or we're working for someone, we need to make sure that our emotions are pliable and can handle the ups and downs of life. You know, because there's the seasons where we're excited and we're growing, or maybe it's that fall and winter time where there's those changes going on. There's ups and downs. It's normal. It's natural. It is part of life. So when people tell me, well, I don't know what to do with my feelings, I'm uncomfortable with my feelings, that means that they're fighting living in their body. They're fighting part of who they really are. It is normal to have big ups and downs in your emotional world. Completely normal, especially if you're intense, especially if you're sensitive. It would be ridiculous to say, well, don't have any feeling about that. I mean, that's ridiculous. The odd part is, in our culture, men especially have been taught, don't talk, don't trust, and don't feel. And it's blowing up in our faces. People are angry, depressed, irritable, acting out, killing themselves, killing other people, sad and lethargic, living in comfortable misery. All of that is unnecessary if we would only allow our emotions to be flexible and be healthy. And there's no way our emotional self can be healthy if everything is stuffed inside and trying to come out like through this tiny little hole. So the whole idea of stoicism and having no emotion at all leads to really toxic, intensely negative behaviors that shut down flat face that was so highly revered a century ago, especially, doesn't work. It never worked. It just wasn't in the forefront then. You think about life 100 years ago or more, and some of the bigger spiritual questions and some of the bigger questions we're dealing with today weren't important then. What was more important was surviving some of the big plagues and surviving some of those things that were important. So the emotions went on the wayside. They had to put them on the back burner to solve the problems at hand for survival. Well, that's not the case today. So that stoicism doesn't work. When we have no emotion at all, when we shut ourselves down, we end up doing things to create some kind of experience. That's when you see people who are cutting themselves or hurting themselves or doing things in order to feel something because they feel nothing because they were taught that. That is not emotional flexibility. It is also a person who really needs some thawing out and help with how to regain their natural ability. Now, the other side of the coin is the person who's not emotionally flexible because they're overly emotional all the time. You know, these are people, some people call them the drama queens, and they're running around and everything's hysterical. You know, I have a client of mine who, this is her all the way, where anything that happens in her family, it is a crisis of huge proportions, hysteria everywhere. And then when it's solved or taken care of within that day or the day after, she's very calm and says, well, I knew that. And when I say, well, what about all that thrashing and craziness yesterday? Well, I knew it was going to be okay. Almost unaware of how out of control the day before was, because now we're in today. And so being overly emotional to that point where it's just big thwarts that person's growth. So she has a hard time growing emotionally because it's either all or none. Or the stoic person's just always flatline. This over-emotional person's all over the board. And so trying to have some kind of rhythm or understanding or flow of her emotions is very difficult for her. And that's why she's working on it. That's why she's seeing me, so I can help her with that. And the flexible person, which is the goal, right? The emotionally flexible person, is the person who can use their emotions as a power source. Their emotions serve them, they work for them, and actually it's where their power comes from. Like, I have highly intense emotions. I have an emotional overexcitability. I feel things deeply. I can be intensely happy, intensely upset, intensely focused, all of those things. And I use them as my power source. It's not in the drama, out of control, overly emotional. I am aware that somebody with my makeup has naturally intense emotions. The key is to be flexible with them and not try to stop it or pretend like they're not intense, because that doesn't work. Your feelings and your emotions are simply energy. One of my professors in graduate school said it perfectly, and I've been quoting him ever since, that a feeling and an emotion is the energy source that tells you you are alive. So without having the rich depth of all the different varied emotions, we might as well be the walking dead. So stoic people, they're the walking dead on some level. It's people who are overly emotional and therefore also not in touch, but differently looking. They might as well be the walking dead too. Our emotions are energy that simply tell us we're alive. So it's very important that we make friends with this part of us. Instead of living from the neck up, or instead of being rigid and inflexible, if we're going to be successful in business, we are going to have to learn how to thaw out our emotions and be flexible with them. Moving from thing to thing, experience to experience, meeting to meeting, whatever it is, in an emotionally flexible manner. That's how you know you're alive. The more flexible you are, the faster you can propel yourself to your goals. The more flexible you are, you're able to see all the happenings that are going on in the business or the relationship so that you can then make good decisions, move yourself and position yourself to receive and be part of what is important to you. In a business sense, in my business, my emotional flexibility really helps me be able to connect with people in different levels, in different ways, whether it's virtually or in person or from a stage. that ability to connect and be flexible and kind of go with the vibe of the audience, whether the audience is one person or 10 people or 100 people, that makes it so that I can connect, and therefore my business and my personal development moves at a much better rate than somebody who's on one extreme or the other. So the flexibility for you is important. The more flexible, the more aware you are, the more you're able to go the ups and downs, from laughing to crying to seriousness, all of the emotions in the middle make you a full, vibrant, rich person. You're somebody people want to be around then, because you're approachable and you're real and it's not fake. So I think the moral of this episode is about emotional flexibility, is that the more flexible we are, the more options we have. When we can look at a situation and see multiple avenues to get to that goal, we can be more flexible. And even in a situation where all the choices do not seem obvious, flexibility allows us to find the one that will work best for us. So the more flexible you are, the more options you have. A stoic person has much less options than somebody who is emotionally flexible. It is a desirable trait and quality of a person in business. You will hear more and more people in the psychology realm talking about having flexibility of emotion. And by the way, some of these are the same people who 20 years ago said having controlled and static emotions was best. So it's interesting how people are finally catching up with those of us who are visionaries and who are intense, and we've been living this way the whole time. So your flexibility is your friend. The ups and downs, they're your friends. It's not something to run from or hide from or pretend that isn't happening. It's so important to be fully alive and fully you in the boardroom, in the business deal, with your customers and clients, with your loved ones, with your friends, and also, and probably most importantly, with you. By being emotionally flexible with yourself and everyone else, no matter what the arena is, you retain your personal power, your integrity, your authority, and your decisions are much, much better. So until the next episode, may you be happy, may you smile, may you be flexible, and most importantly, keep looking up, because the shadows fall behind you as the sun warms your face. And remember, you're perfect just the way you are. Until next time.
Are you tired of searching for someone who understands you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, talented, and wanting to be understood. Diane shares her insights and teachings, and you can connect with others. Join today.